Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a show that not a lot of people watch, maybe like a slim amount of people. People are into reality TV like myself. And reality dating shows like myself watch. And I'm gonna call this segment the first ever segment I did. I've seen it a lot. Other YouTubers doing this is I watched this show so you didn't have to. And usually it's like a show that they're like, oh, they think negatively on, or a movie they think negatively on. But a lot of the shows on the title when I see like I watched this so you didn't have to, I've watched the movie. And I actually like it. Watch a TV show and I actually like it. And then it's the minority of the time, like, I actually didn't like it. Or I watch it and be like, oh, if I decide to watch it, I'll keep that in mind and see if I like it or not. Again, everybody has different opinions. I like something, you might hate it. You like something, I might hate it, vice versa. Anyway, so I watch Netflix's new reality TV show, Age of Attraction, which is a show about, it's kind of like Love is Blind, but the thing is, you don't find out that the person's age until the end, and the premise is, does age really matter? And my answer to you all is, yes it does, if the person if the person is your parents' age or your grandparents' age, yes, it does. Like, no, gross, ew. So, overall, like, we have a couple couples, you know, people are here and there. I'm not gonna go over all of it. If you do want to watch it, it's very interesting in aspects. In some couples, I'm like, oh, they would actually work. The only issue they might have is the age gap. And this is hosted by Nick Vitale and Natalie Joy, I believe that's her name, is. And they're a married couple. Their age gap is 16. I know Nick is in his 40s. And she's probably now end of 20s, beginning of the 30s, something like that. So, they have an age gap couple hostess. So, the couple I'm going to start with, before I start with the, like, age gaps and everything like that, well, during the show, we, the audience, don't know the age difference, the age gaps of everybody. We find out when they find out. And, ladies and gentlemen, I either got it exact, or I was a few numbers over or under. And I'm so proud of myself. So proud of myself. There's one, I'm going to talk about them first. And that is Vanel and Jorge. And Jorge is 60, and the same age as her parents, and Vanel is 27. When I knew, I guess Vanel to be in her late, when originally, I guess her to be in her late 20s, early 30s, you know, around my age group. I was correct about that. So that's why. And then him, I was like, 100% he's 60. The grays and everything look 60. Which she was like, oh, I thought you were 40. And his mannerisms and stuff like that. And I'm like, how are you seeing that? I see way younger. I don't. Well, and Vanel, she said her parents wouldn't be okay with someone that big age of age. They are the biggest age gap, 33 years old. And from the age alone, like, if I was her, I'd be like, no, bye. You're my dad. Like, literally, you are my dad. And I feel like a lot of the times during their relationship specifically, this is why I'm starting with them, is I feel with him there's a lot of, like, he's trying to control her, manipulate her. Guys, like acting like a dad, like a parent figure. He withhold, like, information that all the others, the couples told. Like, there's a couple of parents in this experience, and the confessional where they tell each other's age and stuff about them, they're like, I'm a dad, I'm a mom, da 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 da. They told, he was like, no, I'm not gonna tell her at all that I have children. Like, when they're like, they meet the other couples that are connecting, they're a lot of the girls that, you know, they're dating dads. They're like, yeah, he told me I'm a dad. He said, how about you, Videl? He's like, no, he's not a dad. And then the next episode, like that same episode, Jorge's like, yeah, I have children Vanel's age, but I haven't told her yet. I'm like, okay, that's sketchy. What else are you hiding? I do not trust you at all. Like, come on. So Vanel tells Jorge that he's celibate and she decided to do that and she wants to remain celibate. And he's like okay with it. Like, thank you for telling me. But he's not okay that she's celibate because he wants to have sex. Also, he, like, when they're living together, he was confused why she was sleeping next to him because she's celibate. Just because you're celibate or you're a virgin or you're whatever, you don't want to have sex, you can still sleep in the same bed in the same bed as your partner and not have sex. Come on now. You're 60 years old. Why are you acting like a child? You're literally a man child. Anyway, the other thing that was like, that made me have to like Google celibate. Because for me, what celibacy is, and then I'll tell you, what I saw was when she said, oh, I'm celibate. What I understand it, celibacy is. And I'm gonna say this in a, like, because everybody in the show is a male and a female and a male, so a straight couple. I'm gonna do it in this way, is that there's no intercourse, meaning there's no penis going into the vagina. There's no penetration. There's nothing like that. So You're still doing other stuff. Like, you're doing oral sex. It's still fine. You're still not fine, but you're still doing that. Like, blowjobs, hand jobs, stuff like that. You're still doing things like that. You're still doing stuff like that. You're still doing those kind of stuff. The only thing you're not doing is, like, nothing is, like, no private parts are touching each other, which is what I'm trying to say, is no private parts are touching each other. That's when Vanel said, I'm celibate, that's what I got. She means his penis is not going into her vagina. That's what I got with when she says she's celibate. And I believe that's what Vanel meant by that as well. Jorge later was like, oh, well, we were doing other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, she's still celibate. And he was like, dad, let me, like, well, so you're not actually celibate. Yes, she is. If you wanted her to describe what kind of celibacy, I've never, here's the thing. I've never heard in this day and age people say they're celibate and mean they're completely, like, they don't do nothing. When I've heard, like, people say they're celibate, I've heard, like, oh, yeah, we, you know, I give, if I'm in a relationship, we still do other things. We just aren't, like, we just don't do intercourse. So, I was just confused with him. If he's saying it's not celibacy because he did reveal that he is a PK, pastor's kid, that for him it's like, oh, celibacy means you're not doing anything. And maybe that is the reason why. But, yeah, you are still being celibate. If you're doing other stuff. Because technically, you're doing other stuff if you're still a virgin. So what she means by celibacy is stuff that, like, if you never done before, stuff that you did would still be considered a virgin. Also, him bringing the conversation up to something she already talked beforehand. And having sex because other people are having sex and they're not is don't weaponize things. And I think because of his age, knowing that she's younger, thinking that saying that will change her mind or something and trying to make her change her mind and things, that is not okay whatsoever. I disagree completely, and I don't get why people are on Team Okay, because he's very, like, controlling and manipulative, and I've seen people, like, from, like, reviews being, like, on Team Jorge, because he communicates and he tells what he wants, but I'm like, no, yes, he did that, but still, he wants her to change her mind about sex. She told you already that she's not doing it, and you say you need it. Stop trying to control the situation. And also, about the fight with the guy, I don't think he was trying to protect her. I believe it was, like, probably an argument. Maybe someone was saying something about, oh, is that your dad, or, being disrespectful because of the age gap or something, and then he retaliated and was aggressive, and she doesn't like something like that. So, like, I believe he's controlling, and, like, it's more his way or the highway. I think Vanel would have been better with Justin, and I believe he's more closer to her age because he's, like, not closer. Like, he's not 60. Like, Justin looked like he was in his 40s. And from doing my research, I saw that he's 44. So, again, still close with my age gap. My age guesses. I thought he was, like, in his 40s. He looked like he was in his 40s. Or he looked and sounded like he was in his 60s. Like, with everything. Like, very old school. And this is how it is, this, that, and the other. Another big age gap was a couple that I thought were really cute together and would go the long haul. And I'm like, yeah, I see the age difference, but I thought, yeah, I thought, like, oh, he was probably, I was good with the guessing the age, like, around, but I thought he was, like, more touristy, you know, more towards, like, the end of his 20s, but I really liked this couple. Sorry, getting their Pacific
ages and everything. Not ages, people. So I say the right couple. And I'll also talk about like how old I thought people were when seeing them, but like I said, with Jorge, I was like, he's 60, and when he said, "You're gonna be shocked how old I am," I'm like, "You're now I know I'm correct that you're 60." So that made me like confirm my guess that you were 60, because like you did not, the whole like, I thought it was 40. I was like, how are you getting that? Like, I didn't get that at all. Oh my gosh. My brain is like, so we have, I don't know why my brain is going blank on her name. I just saw his name, but I did not see. Her name yet, sorry. I wish it went by couples, because that would have made it, sorry about this guys, better. Okay, Teresa and John were the other big gap couple. They had a, oh sorry, I forgot to say this. Vanel and Jorge had a 33-year age gap. Next couple, Teresa and John, have a 33 aged age gap. He is 2 years or a year younger than her oldest son, who's 29. But like while being together, I saw the chemistry, I saw the connection, and I thought they would be very good together. I agree with Teresa in the fact when she brought up that in the real world, people don't care. Well, they care, but like they don't like frown upon, is what I'm trying to say. Which she says to a older man with a younger woman. They do frown upon an older woman and a younger man. And I completely agree. Like, for example, we're going to talk about a couple of Derek, who is 43, and Pfeiffer, who is 23, people wouldn't frown upon that. Or a relationship like with Libby, who is 22 years old, and her partner. Andrew, who is 38, they don't care about that. Like they're not like, oh, an older man with a younger girl. Oh, that's fine. It's what it is. Who really cares, right? And yeah, they don't really care about that. Particularly, which I agree. But if the roles are reversed, they're like, oh my god. Oh my god, she's this, what is wrong with her? Like, Which is correct. That is how horrible society is. And in my opinion, with their age, yeah, I love how they were, how their dynamic was. I know she has his, like, close to her children's age, so like I said before, because you have kids his age, it's kind of weird, right? But I don't think it's as icky, because he's more closer to his, I forget his actual age, but he's more closer to the end of his 20s. Like, he's still in his 20s, but, like, for me, it's, like, less than, like, for me, it's less, because Teresa's in her early 50s, right? So I feel like it's, for me, I'm, like, less, like, with it than, like, with a 60-year-old guy. Like, I know it's still 23-year age difference, and that's so big, but I'm still like, ooh. Right. And I guess, and for me, it's the 60. Like, I yes, his mom probably is in her, like, 50s, 60s, but, like, for me in general, like, if the person you're dating is close to your parents' age, no, that's, for me, that's, like, a no-no for me in general. But I did like that couple. They, Teresa and John, I really liked them together. I thought they were cute. I like their dynamic. Them in general, I think the only hard part would be her opinions on how the world will treat them. But other than that, I like them as a couple. Like I said, I think Vanellope should have been with Jorge. Oh, sorry. My bad. I just messed that up. Sorry. I don't think Vanellope should have been with Jorge. I think she should have been with Justin. Jorge has so many red flags. I think a lot of people that are Team Jorge think Jorge is cute. What I've seen is a lot of older women that are closer to Jorge's age be like, Vanellope, if you don't want him, I'll have him. And I'm like, okay, you're close to his age. I think the women commenting are like 40, 50, or probably his age. Then you deal with him. But he does have red flags. If you don't think it's a red flag that he did not talk about his children, then, girl, no. I don't get why people are validating, or like being like Team Jorge. I don't get it. By the way, Vanellope is 27, so she's close. You know, she's in her late 20s, closing to be in her 30s. So her frontal, so people are like, oh, you shouldn't be with anyone, like, their frontal lobe's not developed. And by the way, male's frontal lobe's technically develop fully later than men. I'm sorry. Men's frontal lobes develop later than women. Women's is 25, and then men's officially is 27. Even though, like, some people are, oh, everybody's 25. No, it's different. Because women mature earlier than men. Quicker than men. So that makes more sense in that aspect. But yeah, those are the two, like, big gap relationships. Like, on, like I said, Pfeiffer, and I still don't get, like, why in the English language PH is an F. It doesn't make no sense. Just her name started with an F. Like, it doesn't make sense. English doesn't make sense to me at all. Anyway, Pfeiffer and Derek. I like them as a couple. I love the... They have a 20-year age gap. I love how she said, "I am not moving from it." I'm so proud of you. She's 22, 23. And Derek is like his early 40s. And I love that. Mature for her age. Very mature for her age. And I feel like in that, like what I said before, like, she doesn't act 22, 23. Like, there's some... There are girls, and this happens more with girls than guys. 20, early 20-year-olds, like, done with university. They're in the real world, and they're very mature for their age. And you talk to them, they're like, sure, and you're like, oh, they're probably older. And I think it's also very important, too. There's a lot of people that are also older, but they have a baby face as well. Just letting you guys know that as well. And they connect really well. They do great. The only issue she has is like, what are my parents gonna do? I'm dating a 40-year-old with children. And that's it. But one person that I knew for a fact, not new for a fact, but, like, I had an inkling. She talks, like, she's 22, and she is 22, and I don't think she should be with someone that has kids, is Libby. I love Lily. Libby. I love her so, I like her. She's a basic 22-year-old, thinks like a 22-year-old. I think she would be good with, like, an older man, but, like, not. I think her and Andrew would be perfect for each other if Andrew never had children. I think that would work perfectly, but I don't think she's ready for, like, to be stepmom and stuff like that. And things, like, continue living in your 20s. You could be with someone older, but not, like, someone that has children, in my opinion. But they are really cute together. With Andrew, he was a young dad, he had his daughters when he was 22 years old, so he, not a teen dad, but, like, close enough to was being a teen dad. But I think that's one thing, and what he said, like, he has dated younger a lot, and I think the reason of that is he had daughters at a young age, so he didn't really get a chance to date or have a childhood, not childhood, but, like, you know, he didn't have a chance to have fun in his 20s and do stuff that 20-year-olds do because he had children. So I understand why he's the way he is, which is what happens a lot with teen and young dads. Not a lot with teen and young moms. Teen and young moms usually, like, are like, I'm a mom, boss woman, get it together, take care of the children. They might date older, right, or their age. Younger dads might date the younger or their age, right, to relive their, because they lost childhood. Has freedom and stuff like that. So I understood why he was gravitating towards Libby, but at the same time, do I think they will last long term? Probably not, because, again, you do have children. But I think they will have a good relationship. Not like she's gonna end up being a stepmom, right? But I think, like, for a short period of time, good. I think it's a good idea not to let your children be introduced with her to her yet until you like have a solid you know, like, oh, she's the one you're gonna marry her, and that's gonna happen. So like, if he has introduced them to Libby, then that's it. But if he has not, then yeah, don't, until you know, like, for sure, like, that this is your person. So you don't keep bringing girls into your daughter's lives. I know they're 12 and 16, but they're older, right? So it's not that bad of an impact, but still, people don't like that. Another couple. We have Leah and we have Chris. Chris is Latino, and from Miami, and Leah is a flight attendant. Chris, I'm not looking, I don't have his like age right there in front of me, but he's in his late, what I remember, his late 20s. Yeah, he's in his late 20s, she's in her early 40s. They have like a 16, 18, something like that, your age gap. His issue with her was that she was clingy, but she's a fighter. And I don't think she's clingy. I think this is the part where you guys are supposed to know each other, be all over each other. This is like the honeymoon phase. And her love language is probably physical touch. Just because your love language is physical touch doesn't mean you're clingy. Just let all his ladies, maybe you're not that into her, just let her know. I think you probably dragged her too long. If you weren't into her, you weren't into her. Like, poor Leah in that aspect. And another couple, not a big age gap, the same, like 16, 18, and I want them to end things because I believe it's very toxic. And it's Vanessa, who is also 40. She's 48, 47. She doesn't look it. She looks mashed. She looks like she, for me, I guess, like, she's in her late 40s. I guessed she was in her early 40s. But still, like, I was still, like, in the bar. Like, I was like, she's in her 40s. Like, I don't know, like I said, the specific age, right? She's max in her, like, and we have the guy she's with. I am trying to get his name. Give me a second. And with him, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like he's more toxic than she is. I think she's more of like a hopeless romantic. She wants to, like, Vanessa just wants to find love. Yeah, Leah's 40 on the dot. She just wants to find love, wants to find someone to spend her the rest of her life with. And I feel like, I don't know, I don't think he knows, sorry, I don't think he knows what he wants exactly. Why can I not find his name? I was trying to like, oh, by the time I find this dude and fill the gap, I would have found him.
And I have not. That's annoying. But it's like, oh, I thought I'd find him. Do not find him. But overall, like, I think while I'm looking for this dude, I thought this show was very interesting. Do I think age is just a number? I do not think it's just a number. Just like I don't think love is blind. I think it literally depends. Okay, so it's Vanessa and Logan. I found him. Logan is 29, so basically 30. She's in the end of her 40s. He's in the end of his 20s. I feel like he was for how long. I get that he has parents that need his help and stuff, but I feel like maybe he thought she was attractive. And no, she is attractive. She's beautiful. But he didn't want to spend the rest of his life with her. He also has said a lot, like, he doesn't know he can't commit. He has said that he will not commit until his parents are, especially his dad, doesn't need him anymore. Then he'll start dating. So a lot of things that he's like, oh, I'm not doing X, Y, Z until this, and that. So I don't think he was going to commit, so which makes me ask, Logan, why were you on the show? You're wasting her time. And I felt bad, like, with Vanessa. She's like, I've been engaged 4 times. It hasn't went through because I picked toxic men. And guys that don't treat me well. Been there, girlfriend. I understand that completely. She has also said, like, at the end of the show, we get to the commitment ceremony, and he sounds like he's gonna break up with her, and she's like, I should follow my gut. And then he ends up proposing, which I'm like, okay, you're gaslighting her, you're manipulating her. What you did was terrible, Logan. And in that aspect, ladies, follow your gut. She's warning you. She's trying to protect you and be like, don't do this, don't do this. To protect you, you should listen to her. She's important. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut. Oh, but by the way, Jorge and Vanilla and Jorge end up breaking up, so they don't end up to the commitment ceremony. And I'm happy about that because Vanilla deserves better. So I'm Team Vanilla. I'm also Team Justin. For anyone wanting to know my team, never was Team Jorge at all. Especially when I heard that he had kids and never and didn't tell Vanilla. Like, why? What other secrets are you hiding? So the only couple for me, generally, that I was like 110% like rooting for and wanting them to do the Longhorn was Teresa and John. Like I said, Vanessa and Logan scream toxic, especially from Logan's side. The guys I didn't really like that much. I think John, Derek, and that's how I know. I'm like, they're all mid for me. So, like, yeah, John, Derek, Chris, oh my gosh, I have to keep going back and forth.
to the, I'm like, it's all, it's like always the guys that I forget their name. And I'm not going to be like describing them either, because I feel bad. Just people have names, so we're going to say their name. It might take me a while to get to his name, but but I am going to get there. Andrew, I thought they were fine. Nothing like, let me just say, they're, again, mid. But overall, do I think, and also sorry if they're, if you hear the background noise, do I think, love does not matter? Do I think age doesn't matter? I think age matters if the person, and this is for me, people can do whatever they want. If you're legal age, date whoever you want. It's your choice. But for me personally, age does matter. Just like I think love is not blind, age does matter. If that person is your parents' age, if that person is your grandparents' age, or if you have great aunts, your aunt, if your aunt is like close to your parents' age, right? Or if they're your great grandparents' age, like if the age gap for me personally is 30 up, if that's the age range, right? If the gap is 30 and up, no, run, they're too old for you. That's my thoughts. If the age range is in its 30s, no, that's too old. For me, like personally, that is my opinion. I do understand, and as someone that has a baby face, and I have dated people younger than me, because not severely young in the premise of this show, because I'm still technically young, because I have a baby face. All I've dated everybody that's legal, just saying, just 5-4 years younger. I think there's a realm of, depending on how old you are, an age range that is acceptable in my thoughts. And I would say, like, if you guys are both in your 20s, like, if you're a 10, for me, the perfect age range, I would say, max would be, like, 20. You shouldn't go more than 20 years of an age gap. And I also think society has to stop the double standard. Oh, it's okay if he's, like, way older than her. But if the roles were reversed, no. If we're saying ill to a 60-year-old man, if we're saying ill to a 60-year-old woman and a 27-year-old man, if we're saying, I'm thinking of Vanel and Jorge, and then my brain is changing things, and then I'm spitting it out. If we're saying ill to a 6-year-old woman and a 27-year-old man, then we should say ill to a 6-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman. Because they're both gross and it's both disgusting and it's like you're dating your parents. So we should say ill to both in general. And I know there's not us. I know Teresa's not in her 60s. I'm just doing that as an example for the extreme. But that's what I think. 38 age gap is too much. And one thing that I thought of about with Andrew, and I'm like, why are you saying that? That's weird. No one talks like that. Is when he was like, oh, I'm 38 years young. No one says that. Why are you saying that's so weird? Maybe it's just your quirky things about, but I'm like, don't do that. That's weird. But overall, I hope this was an experiment. Just like Love Was Blind was an experiment, and I feel like this is going to continue. I don't think, I've seen a lot of comments, people are saying this is predatory. I don't think it's predatory because the youngest that they cast is 22. Right. So I don't think it's predatory. There's consent in it. They're like, for Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't remember how old he is. He's like 40, 50s, so like between those ages, and he dates girls that are 27 28 29 30 year old. So I don't think it's predatory. I believe it shows, I feel like it shows what actually happens in the world, either we like it or not. And the show is, it also had couples that are close age gaps, but that's not part of the experience. The experience was age gaps. But I don't think the show is predatory. I don't think they're trying to harm people. I think what they're trying to show is age gaps, relationship with age gaps aren't horrible. But I also think, like, it depends on the age, just it's the stage, your frontal lobe, if it's developed, life experiences, things like that. Not robbing people of their youth, like not their, yeah, their 20s. Like, there's a lot of different things. It can work. And it's worked for celebrities too. Like, you know, oh, a 24-year-old with a, and they're still married. Like, it can happen. But like I said, like 30 plus age gaps, it's gross. Stop doing it. No. Literally could be your parents. Like, no. But that's my thought. An opinion. And then, like I said, like, if I thought the relationship worked, minus the age gap, then I'm like, I was rooting for them. So that's how I did. I wasn't fixated. I was fixated on the only, like I said, with Teresa and John, why I wasn't so fixated on their age was, I'm like, they work, they mesh, they're cute, they're healthy, they're good together. So I didn't fixate on their age gap being 20 years apart. But with Vanilla and Jorge, I saw him gaslighting her and him not understanding her and him trying to change her opinion like a dad would, right? And like he said, he has children her age, so he didn't treat her as an equal. He treated her as he was her daughter that he kissed, is how I felt, which made me even more icky. And he's violent. Like, he had too many red flags for me. So, for me, in general, I was like, no for that. Well, that's it for today. I hope you guys have a fabulous day. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.